Well, I have to do this. I have to do it because it's the news, according to me. Well, I'm here. Welcome aboard, by the way, folks. Thank you for attending this little event. It is Sunday night, September 19th, 9:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am in Atlanta, Georgia right now. I'll be here for a couple of days. The main topic I guess I have to discuss this evening is this whole issue with the Mr. Milley thing. I don't want to call him general, because frankly, he doesn't deserve the title, in my opinion. I sat on this whole thing. I didn't really say much about Milley. I was kind of absorbing everything that was going on for a couple of different reasons. And I have about probably 10 times more thoughts than I'm going to be able to get on this particular podcast tonight. And I know some of the news has died down. There's not that many people talking about it. I know Levin was talking about it a little bit today. Some other people have talked about it. But everybody's talking about AOC's dress now. They've already moved on to the next thing. However, this story, if it is accurate, reveals way more about the powers that be and the people behind the scenes that are trying to run things. Or might I say that are running things. This is absolutely horrifying, in my opinion, to see what's going on right now. If this story was true, and this is sadly the only thing that bothers me more is this is probably not the first time, and it's probably not the only thing that's going on behind the scenes. This is just something we've discovered. I don't even think we've seen a tenth of what's happening behind the scenes. And the way these pompous usurpers, power-hungry individuals act. So here's some concerns, just right off the top, for this whole General Milley thing. And I'm calling him General Milley just because that's what everybody's... Well, Milley Vanilli, I'm going to call him, because he's a fake general. Those of you who didn't know what Milley Vanilli was, Milley Vanilli was this particular art song band group, whatever you want to call them, and the show that they would put on was all lip synced. And unfortunately, the person who was supposedly doing the singing was not the person doing the singing. They actually had another artist who was actually doing the vocals for the lead singing, and they got discovered at one point. They weren't doing live shows. They were doing shows that were pre-recorded, and the person who was being recorded was not the person who was on stage. And that's what happened there. So this is kind of what we have in this situation, surprisingly enough. Now, I want to put a few things in place here for you, because the puzzle, I kind of waited on this because I wanted to see the whole thing unfold. Now, I had told you a couple weeks ago, when the initial attack happened at the airport, when that suicide bomber came in and killed a number of our people and several other people that were there at the airport, our soldiers, as well as some civilians, and I told you that right after that, of course, that was imploding on the administration. It looked very bad for them. So all of a sudden, we looked really tough. They made the administration look tough. And oh, look at our over-the-horizon capabilities. We can reach out and touch someone. This all happened during the Obama years as well. And who knows how many times they droned somebody that shouldn't have been droned. They do know of several situations where people were droned that they shouldn't have been. This is a situation where an aid worker with water bottles, not water bottles as you'd think of, they were cans of water, looked like gas cans. So, you know, they happened to see something and droned this guy. And Milli Vanilli gets up there and says emphatically, this was a righteous strike. We know that there were secondary explosions. Well, now we know that there were not secondary explosions. In fact, the pictures of this event, I happen to know somebody who's, I can't divulge any names, but I know this fellow who does investigations. And he's been to Iraq and Afghanistan. Government pays him a lot of money. Now, he works for a contractor now, but he does investigations into, kind of does the forensics on IEDs and other explosive devices. And he, just looking at the pictures, he said there was no secondary explosion. Immediately, when he saw two or three pictures, he's like, all the explosion happened from without the car, from outside the car, and everything happened from this missile. It was just a missile exploded. He could tell by the pictures. He said, I'm not there, I can't see everything, but he goes, this doesn't look like a secondary explosion to me at all. And of course, that's what came out of this whole thing. Eventually, there was no secondary explosion. Even though we're being told that the planner, the ISIS planner, we know that there was at least one ISIS operative in that car. They didn't know that. This is how inept our intelligence community has become. And I say that jokingly. Like I've said before, they didn't stop. There have been so many things that they haven't stopped. Big, big attacks. They may have even known about and didn't stop them, which is even more pathetic and disheartening. Now, in respect of all those things, I want to lay out some scenarios here. Now, this is, we have to go back a little bit here before the election. Milli Vanilli called his Chinese counterpart, who was a general, basically, in China. He was a CCP general, the head of their military, basically, telling them that this is all supposed stuff. Now, there's two parts of this that I'm really concerned about. One, I'm concerned that this may be a trap. It may be a distraction. It could be many things. Now, my understanding is that the FBI was somehow involved in finding out some of this information. That right there tells me that there's probably some kind of manipulation going on behind the scenes. There's something going on here. Little known fact, a lot of our intelligence agencies don't get along with each other. They are in hot competition with each other. They will not share information sometimes with each other. They sit on things. In fact, I would assume the way they operate, when they do an investigation, they get all this dirt on somebody and then they sit on it because they want to use it to manipulate somebody later, politically. I would assume, and I have to assume I'm correct in this, because just the nature of these people, that they spy on each other. They try to find stuff on each other, basically, is what I'm saying. So they got dirt on each other probably and find out things that they're probably always trying. That's the kind of people these are. Okay, that's what we're dealing with. So think about this for a moment. If this isn't true, if they were just, maybe they're just, you know, wagging the tail here, wagging the dog, as they say, trying to make this story into something that isn't something. The administration has basically circled the wagons for Milli. And they are trying to protect him. which tells you something there as well. Pretty much anything that this administration says, I pretty much think, or anything that they predict or accuse someone else of doing, I have to assume that they're doing it or it's going to happen. If they say it's not going to happen, I just assume it's going to. And if it's not going to happen, it's going to. If they say it's going to happen, it's probably not going to happen. At least not the way they say it's going to happen. Because that's just the way they've been. For instance, I'm going to bring up the virus. We have a vaccine. Now, of course, former Vice President Biden, he came out and he said, if you get these vaccines, you won't get coronavirus. He said that. Well, that turned out to be not true. Of course, you don't hear the media, mainstream media that stands up for him around every corner, on every lie, on everything he says, bolsters him up and hides, you know, all the stuff from him, from the public view. They never call him out on that. Now, the problem here is that that's the way a vaccine is supposed to work. That's what you expect a vaccine to do. If this thing was safe and effective, at least if it was effective, if we had 100% vaccination, we'd be nipping this thing in the bud. Now, I hear this argument all the time that, well, your kids get vaccines for polio and all these other things. It's because those are vaccines. Those are actually vaccines. You don't get polio if you have a vaccine, the polio vaccine. Whereas, apparently, you can still get COVID with this vaccination. You can still carry COVID with this vaccination. And in fact, some studies suggest, these aren't peer-reviewed studies, these are just some studies that have been put together. They're going through the peer-reviewed study process. And here's the problem. That's the problem with this whole thing, is that it's happened so fast, we don't have a chance to do anything. So the peer-reviewed study, or the study on these items, is that it is potentially possible that you may be carrying higher loads of the virus as a vaccinated individual and not know it. Because you don't really have your body isn't fighting it off, it's just staving it off, for lack of a better term. Why do you think, it just seems odd to me. I've got this thing, I saw this meme going around. Maybe I'll record it and put it on tomorrow's show. I hope to have a show on tomorrow morning, if I can get up in time. But there's this interesting meme going around where this guy is on there and he's talking and he's saying that, you know, if you're not vaccinated, he goes, I'm vaccinated, I got my vaccine. If you're not vaccinated, you know, you're selfish and you're out there threatening the lives of people who are vaccinated. He goes, wait, no, I'm okay, but you're being selfish. And he goes, wait a minute, if you're not vaccinated, you're racist. Basically, that's what he comes down to. It's just you're racist. Because it doesn't make any sense to say that the unvaccinated are threatening the vaccinated. The vaccine works. You see, that's the whole point of this whole issue, is that they don't want to admit that the vaccine is a failure. They just want to get everybody vaccinated. Why is there such a push to vaccinate everybody if this thing isn't working that well? Now, the vaccine does apparently keep people from getting such bad syndrome symptoms. Question is that going to continue? Or are there going to be variants that sprout up because of this issue? We don't know if we're actually creating a petri dish here for the virus to do weird things. Create a zombie apocalypse. We don't know that. Okay. All I'm saying is we don't know. And it's maybe this is just going to diminish the whole thing of it, and everybody who's vaccinated is eventually going to be completely immune, and it's going to be another non-issue. We don't know. Again, we don't know. But this ridiculous hysteria over, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come in here. Well, if you're vaccinated, you can still carry it. You can still get it. So maybe you shouldn't go either. So we're treating this vaccine as if it is a cure-all, when in fact it is not. It's actually Let's call it what it is. It's a failure as a vaccine. It's not a vaccine at all. It's a therapeutic or potential, you could call it a prophylactic type treatment. Not at all what it was intended to be, in my opinion. And on principle alone, now at this point, I'm not going to take it. It's not that I don't trust it. It's not that I don't think it's just at this point, it's become a principle thing. Because I know that I'm in a couple situations where if I don't take it, it's going to affect my life, and I am going to push back. Just for the sake of pushing back. And I don't know how it's going to turn out. Maybe it'll turn out badly for me. I don't know. Who knows? But at this point, I've had it. I've had COVID, as far as I know. And I'm looking for a way to get an antibody test. So that's what I'm looking for now. I don't know how to do that. If somebody has any suggestions on that, I was going to give plasma, but I called a plasma place in my location, close to my home. They never returned my call. I can't get a hold of anybody to find out if they actually do antibody testing when you donate plasma. Because I know that they are using antibody plasma for the monoclonal therapy stuff. But I know some places are totally against that too. They're like pushing back against that because no, you just need to get vaccinated. The monoclonal thing is not, that's a hoax. You just need to get vaccinated. Ivermectin, no, don't think of that. No. Just any kind of treatment to save your life, it just isn't valid in their opinion because it's all about the vaccine. So now, having said that, all about the vaccine stuff. This is the same administration. That's why I'm bringing this up, is that they're pushing all of that. It's circling the wagons for Milley. Vanilli. So if this did actually happen, let's play out the scenario. I'm saying this is a big if, but I'm saying if it did play out, first of all, we have Republicans who are not pushing very hard on this issue. Now, Joe Biden has done more to deserve impeachment in the first year of his presidency than Trump ever did in 4 years. And yet there's no mention of that. There's no talk of anything about his incompetence. There's no talk about his criminal activity. And it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic here that what we're dealing with. Let's go back to this whole thing of Milley, and let's look at this, because there's so many different angles to this and so many different thoughts in my head that I want to try to play some of this out for you. One of the things that Milley was apparently is being accused of doing is that he gathered together all the joint chiefs, I guess they are, or all the commanders, all the people who make the decisions on the nuclear codes and on making any kind of attack. He told them all. Now, again, the way the media is trying to protect Milley is saying, well, he's only in an advisory role. He's not a commander. He's just in an advisory role. You know, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joint Chiefs, as an advisor, military advisor. Now, that's a bunch of hope too. But that's so he gathers together all these leaders, all the top military leaders for Navy, Army, Marines, Air Force. And he tells them that if they're given a command, given an order by the president to do something, that they have to keep him in the loop. And that he only after he allows it. Now this is, you know, this is an underhanded subversion of our government. Or a process of our constitutional process. I don't know any other word to describe it other than treasonous. It is a coup. Military coup. This guy, so he tells the other leaders to do this. Now, keep in mind, in the meantime, in the back of his mind, he knows he needs to pass that information on to the Chinese or maybe the Iranians or the Russians. Who knows who he's talking to besides the Chinese? And of course, the left looks at him as a hero because, oh, because Orange Man Bad was wacko. He was crazy. He had his hand on nuclear bombs. Who was the president that got us out of more wars? I happen to know that we bombed more countries under the leadership of Obama and Biden than anyone else in the modern era. I think in history, actually. In the second highest administration was actually Bill Clinton. I would have thought it was George Bush, but when I started looking into this, it was like, oh, this is interesting. But even George Bush only went into four countries and bombed four countries. Military action. Major military action. Obama was 8. Clinton was 6. Trump, 0. Take that back. I believe Syria, I believe there were some missiles launched. So maybe it was 1. I guess, it's not really a major military action, I guess, but it's 1. Let's call it 1. There were some missiles launched in retaliation of a strike against us. But we didn't, we were returning troops home from places. Our footprint in the world shrunk, and it didn't, there was still stability. So this whole thing with Milli Vanilli, this guy presents himself as the guy who's going to step in and be the adult in the room, supposedly, and protect us. Because of course, Orange Man Bad is acting irrationally and crazy. And what he did on January 6th was, this insurrection was happening. No, the insurrection was happening by the people who were accusing him of being an insurrectionist. If this is all the case, think about this now for a moment. This guy, and with the FBI somewhat involved in some of this, it just astounds me to some degree. It doesn't astound me that much as it would have, because I'm starting to realize the depravity and the distrust I have for the FBI and some of the other alphabet soup organizations. It wasn't that high, but to begin with, but it's now I'm just realizing the incompetence that's there. In fact, I was listening to a documentary today. It was interesting how the military, since the Bay of Pigs, the military basically has not trusted the CIA with intelligence very much since that point, because they got into trouble with the CIA. The CIA basically gave them a bunch of bad information, and they consistently do that to the point of almost seems deliberate, in my opinion. If you look at all the reports that this stuff has happened. Now, Milli Vanilli is a puppet and a pawn and a fraud. And if the man was standing here in front of me, I would tell him that to his face. He's got that high brow thing. He's got the stern look of a general. He looks the part. He looks mean and tough. And he wants to be well read. Well, he wasn't very well read in some situations that he was presiding over and talked about. One being the missile strike in Kabul, where an innocent man was killed, along with a bunch of people around him and kids. Yet he stood there and said it was a righteous strike. No, it wasn't. Now we're finding that out. But this guy stood there with a straight face, looked straight in the camera, and said it was a righteous strike. He's a liar. No one's calling them to account. There are some Republicans who are screaming that we need to have hearings. Let me tell you what I think about congressional hearings. It is nothing but a sideshow. It is a distraction. It is a political opportunity for people to look good in front of the camera. make it look like they're tough, but nothing ever comes of it. When was the last time you heard of somebody going to jail because there was a congressional hearing, because they appeared before Congress? It just doesn't happen, because it's just a show. It's all political theater. It's designed to distract us and make us think that they're doing something about this. Milli Vanilli will not resign. He might retire at some point here. He's going to get his pension. The administration is going to stand up for him. His job is going to be safe, along with Fauci. Him and Fauci are going to be having parties along the beach somewhere. And this is just going to continue, unfortunately. And I have to say, it's just pathetic what we're seeing here. And I don't see any end to it at this point. I really don't. So I wanted to throw this out there this evening and just kind of give you some thought on this whole thing. Be very realistic in what you're seeing and hearing in the news media. Now, first of all, the media is going crazy over this right now, but they've already, like I said, it's already died down. It's already become another issue. And now, of course, and the one thing it does is it provides a smokescreen. Well, the other issue that has popped up, which needs to be popping up, is what's going on at the border. Thousands of people under a bridge in along the border that are living in squalor because they're trying to get into the country. Now there's another caravan coming from, I believe, Honduras. It's not going to end. This is just going to continue because they're just flowing over the border now. There's no stopping them. They're coming in, and of course they're moving people by a bus and airplanes, resettling them into all kinds of communities. And of course, some of these communities are kind of like we're noticing there's lots of people coming in, and what's going on here? We're starting to push back against that now in some places. There's a lot of foreign nationals other than just South Americans and Central Americans coming in. There's a lot of Africans now. They're finding Chinese nationals. They're finding people from all kinds of countries now coming across the border, in the southern border, because they're just streaming in. There's nothing to stop that. And, of course, at the same time, there's no COVID testing. We don't know what kind of variants are coming across the border. We have no idea, you know, who these people are, how many there are. There were record numbers again in August, and here we are. So as you ponder these things, as you think about this stuff, I just want you to be aware that we are living in unprecedented times. Up is down, right is left, black is white. And it's even biblical, basically, to say these things, because it does say that right will be considered wrong. It's just, things are going to be upside down. And things will be called good. You know, what is good will be called evil, which is where we're at. So we need to pray. We continue to pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. Pray that our church leaders, pastors, those who are in leadership roles, will stand up and take note and speak out. God bless everybody. Have a nice evening. I'll be back on here tomorrow morning, possibly a live show tomorrow morning. Have a great night, guys. God bless.